This day and Good Friday are the 2 days in the instructions for Mass, the Roman Missal, where it indicates a brief homily may be given. This liturgy really preaches itself as we hear the entire account of the Passion, and this year we hear from Luke's Gospel, the other 2 years from Matthew and Mark. Good Friday every year we hear from John's Gospel. We hear the entire account of the Passion. And it brings us before our Lord, who is always suspended here in our churches, on the cross, pictured on the cross to remind us what he did for us, who is represented in every Mass, mysteriously, sacramentally, giving us his own body and blood. But we focus and we hear the entire narrative. Ironically, a brief homily may be given, but we could really preach for days on this. It's the entire source of our Christian life. Once we finally complete it with that day that we look forward to next Sunday with the resurrection, then we have the kernel for everything that makes us Christian, that God has become man, has suffered and died for us in order to cover us, wash us, renew us, transform us, by the mercy of God, to make us a new creation, to set us free from our sins and empower us to love as he loves. I don't have all week to preach to you, just a brief homily, so I take just one point. It's mentioned in our opening reading. We focus on it a little bit more in the second reading, and it's demonstrated for us in the gospel, the virtue of humility. That humility of Christ, the humility which caused him to empty himself, emptying himself of all of his divine prerogatives and becoming truly a human being like us, subject to our weakness, subject to the injustice that we also suffer from, subject to our pain. He even made himself subject to our sin, not because he committed it, but because he entangled himself with so much with us that he became sin so that we might become the righteousness of God with him. Jesus entangled himself in our fallen humanity to such a degree out of humility. And if I can take one more step, since Jesus is God and it's always difficult to have the example of God for us, if we could just look at Our Lady. She doesn't appear in our reading today. She will appear on Good Friday, but we know that she was there at the foot of the cross. And two dimensions of Our Lady's humility are points for us to take to heart. As we try to imitate Jesus, she did it the best. She was the perfect disciple, and we can always look to her to learn how to live the Christian life as it was meant to be lived, in a way that will bring us joy and peace, in a way that will bring us fulfillment, and bring us to the fullness of our humanity that we were made for, to make us saints. We can always look to Our Lady, to her example, to follow. And we can think of her humility in two ways. One was that she allowed herself to be supported. We know that John was also there. And in Friday's Gospel, on Good Friday, we will hear those words of Jesus spoken to his beloved disciple, "Behold your mother." Our Lady allowed herself to be helped. And that's an important dimension of humility. Those of you, of us, who are very capable, can fall into the trap of trying to do everything for ourselves. I can do it. It's the first protest of our young life as we strive for adulthood, as we strive for independence. I can do it. But it's precisely that I can do it that also needs to be humbled to allow others to help so that we can do it. Together we can do it. And we support each other in this way. How beautifully we see that in marriage, in that profound support of one another, in families, parents and children, brothers and sisters, neighbors and fellow parishioners. But beyond that also, that we do it with God. We need to do everything with him. Humility allows him to help us. It sounds ridiculous to allow God to help us, but the fact is, we go through much of our day without even thinking about him. In fact, he is helping us. If he forgot about us, we would simply cease to exist. He's sustaining us in being at every moment. But to think about that, and then even consciously to pray, to ask, to look to Him, to learn from Him. Humility allows others to help us. And Our Lady at the foot of the cross received the help of St. John. She received the help of those men who took her son down from the cross and placed him in the tomb. She received the help of those other women who were there to support her in her grief. She allowed others to help her. Even though she was the Immaculate Conception, the holiest human being who ever lived on this earth, she needed others to help her. And in humility, she allowed them to help her. So that first dimension of humility, to allow others to help us. And then the other dimension of humility is to simply get out of ourselves, to not focus so much on ourselves, on my needs, on my pain, on what I can do, but to look outward. And Our Lady was there looking at Jesus. She shared all of his suffering. She was sinless, so she had no barrier. She had no defense mechanism. She had nothing to protect her. She couldn't distract her mind. She couldn't go somewhere else. She experienced the full onslaught of his suffering as his mother, sharing it and bearing it, carrying it all in her heart. She went out of herself. And I like to imagine this. Now, it's not in the scripture. You have to allow me a little bit of imagination drawing from theological reasoning and speculation, but I like to imagine as Our Lady was there that she was praying for everyone, because the words of Jesus, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do," would be the same sentiments of Our Lady, because she was perfect. In her sinlessness, her heart was totally united to the will of God. And when she heard those words from her son, she would have taken up the same sentiments. "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And I like to imagine at that moment that she even fixed her attention on that good thief and began to pray for him. And when she heard that little dialogue take place, the good thief, by an apparent grace, why did he have this recognition at this moment that he was condemned and that Jesus was the Savior? How did he know any of that? And yet I like to think that maybe it was because of Mary's prayers. Even though she was in such terrible suffering, even though she had such grief and had every reason to focus on herself, in her humility, she didn't focus on herself. She made herself a servant of all of those others of us who suffer worse than she does because of our sin, because we are so weighed down. And perhaps at that moment she prayed for that good thief and he had a light. And he was able to say, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And I like to imagine that there was a little lightning strike of joy in the midst of such terrible sorrow as Our Lady humbly looked outside of herself and heard those words of Jesus, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." So let us see, as we enter into this Holy Week, as we reflect on our Christian lives, as we try to live out better the example of Our Lady, can we take on this virtue of humility? First of all, to allow others to help us, to be open enough and vulnerable enough to receive that help from others. And secondly, to go out of ourselves, not simply focusing on our own needs and pain, struggles and suffering, our own agenda, projects and plans, but to go out of ourselves, looking to those most in need and asking, "How can I be of service?" First of all, and maybe most importantly, through my prayers for those who are suffering, even for criminals, that they might receive the mercy of Jesus.